give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you, and hope you're having a great day today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Looking forward to a wonderful week this week and a hayride and bonfire on Friday night. On Saturday night, and we always have a great time there and cook some hot dogs and some s'mores and have singing and testimonies, and it's just a great time with the church family. Then regular services on Sunday, 9:30 and 10:30, both in English church and Spanish church as well, and 5:30 Sunday night, both English and Spanish churches meeting at the same time. And so we look forward to a great Lord's Day together, and I hope you're looking forward to that too. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to go to Mark chapter 1, if you would please. Mark chapter 1. And if you will notice with me, verse number 40. There came a leper to him, that's Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Harry Hopkins was the closest advisor to President Franklin Roosevelt. He held no cabinet-level position. His closeness to Roosevelt caused many to see him as a very shadowy and sinister figure. People asked President Roosevelt why he kept Hopkins so close when so many distrusted him and resented his influence. He said, when you're president and you look at that door and realize that practically everyone who walks through that door wants something out of you, you learn what a lonely job this is. You then discover the need for a Harry Hopkins, who asks for nothing but to serve you. Hopkins was rated at that time one of the top half dozen most influential men in the world in the 1940s, all because he was willing to serve. Willingness. One of the great things to read about Jesus and his earthly ministry is his willingness. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Follow me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Here, the leper comes to Jesus and says, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus says, I will. I'd like to tell you today that Jesus is just as willing today as he was then. He's willing to do the same things today as he did then. I want to point out to you, share with you today, three things that Jesus was willing to do then that he's willing to do now. Number one, he's willing to change a man's condition. This man came as a leper. Leprosy was a terrible disease. It eats away the skin. It damages the nerve endings. Because it was highly contagious, infected people were required to maintain a distance from everyone else. Leprosy is a picture of sin. It goes deeper than the skin, and it can't be helped with just surface remedies. Like sin, it spreads and it defiles. The leper would be isolated outside the city, so the sin would isolate you from others, and eventually sin will isolate you in hell. People with leprosy were looked upon as dead. The garments they wore would be taken off and then burned. There was no cure for leprosy. And there's no cure for the sin in our life except one. And that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, this leper was not supposed to be where he was when he cried out to Jesus. But he knew that his only hope was Jesus. And what he needed to know was, is Jesus willing? Oh, I'll cry out to him. I'll ask him. But is he willing? Oh, what good news it must have been to him. What joy it must have brought to his heart when he knew Jesus is willing. Jesus touched him, and immediately the leprosy was gone, and he was made clean. A great change took place in his condition. Jesus is still willing to change a man's condition. Archibald Orr Ewing, a successful businessman in Glasgow, went to China as a missionary. Through his time alone with the Lord, his features became so radiant that the people gave him a new name, Mr. Glory Face. Mr. Glory Face. He who sets out to change individual lives may be optimistic, but if you set out to change society without first changing the individual, you're crazy. You have to change individuals, one person at a time, and the Lord does that. A British vessel landed, and Mr. and Mrs. Patton on an island under armed guard and stood by while the crew built the missionaries a house in which to dwell. Then they sailed away, convinced they would never see the courageous couple again. What followed constitutes one of the greatest and most thrilling romances of all time. The people with whom the Pattons worked with were brutal and cruel almost beyond hope. See, he was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands. One night, hostile natives surrounded the mission station, intent on burning the Pattons out and killing them. Patton and his wife prayed during that terror-filled night that God would deliver them. And when daylight came, they were amazed to see their attackers leave. It wasn't long after that that Mrs. Patton died of a tropical disease. Her husband buried her. So low were the standards of the natives that they demanded her body for their feast. And John Patton had to lie upon her grave, musket in hand, 10 days and nights, aided only by his dog. This was the only way he could possibly preserve his wife's body. When he was sure that the dear form was corrupted and so to be inedible, he retired to his lonely house and began the translation of the Bible into the native tongue. A year later, the chief of the tribe was converted to Christ. Remembering what had happened, Patton asked the chief what kept him from burning down the house and killing them. The chief replied in surprise, Well, who were all those men with you there? Patton knew no men were present. But the chief said he was afraid to attack because he'd seen hundreds of men in shining garments with drawn swords circling the mission station. For 30 years, Patton labored with those people. Then a commissioner from the British governor visited the islands and published an official document of congratulation, saying that the cannibals of the New Hebrides now had become the most advanced and cultured of all the native tribes who live under the British flag. In those 30 years, an entire race of people had been transformed and redeemed by the power of the Word of God. You see, it's similar to the metamorphosis that takes place from the caterpillar to the butterfly. From a creepy, crawly creature to one of the beautiful things that fly through the air. I'm going to tell you, Jesus came to change your condition, my friend. Though you may be dead in your sins and trespasses, He's come that you might have life. Though you may be in darkness, He comes as light of the world. Oh, my friend, Jesus is willing to change your condition if you let Him. But secondly, he's able and willing to cleanse a man's sins. He goes, when the man was let down to him through the roof in Mark chapter 2, he says, thy sins be forgiven thee. You have to have your sin forgiven in order to go to heaven. When Wesley was returning home from a service one night, he was robbed. The thief over found his victim to have only a little bit of money and some Christian literature. And as the bandit was leaving, Wesley called out, stop, I have something more to give you. And the robber stopped and looked at Wesley, and Wesley said, you may live to regret this sort of life. And if you ever do, here's something to remember. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. The thief ran off, and Wesley prayed his words might bear fruit. It was several years later. He was greeting people after a Sunday service and was approached by a stranger. What a surprise to learn that the visitor, who is now a believer in Christ and a successful businessman, was the one who had robbed him years earlier. He said, I owe it all to you. Oh, Wesley said, oh no, my friend, not to me, but to the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Oh, my friend. King Frederick was great, was touring the Berlin prison. The prisoners would fall on their knees as he passed by, each one proclaiming his innocence. That is, except one man. He stayed silent. Why are you here? Asked the king. Armed robbery, was the reply. Well, are you guilty? Yes, your majesty, I deserve my punishment. The king immediately called for the jailer and said, release this guilty wretch at once. I will not have him kept in prison where he will corrupt all the fine, innocent people who occupy it. You know, the Lord Jesus is looking for people who realize they're sinners and will admit to their sin and confess it to him and be forgiving. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus will change a man's condition. Jesus is willing to cleanse a man's sin. Jesus is willing to call a man into service. In Mark chapter 2 and verses 13 and 14, he calls Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom. He said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Matthew was a publican, an IRS agent, if you will. And he left it all, his position, his fame, his money, and he begins to follow Jesus Christ. See, God's calling us not just to change our condition, not just to cleanse our sin, but he calls us to serve him. He saves us to serve him. We are cleansed to serve. We are equipped to serve. We are not saved to sit and to soak and to sour. The Bible says to serve the Lord with gladness. A one-legged school teacher from Scotland came to J. Hudson Taylor to offer himself for service in China. With only one leg, why do you think of going as a missionary? Asked Taylor. Well, I don't see those with two legs going, said George Scott, and he was accepted. Dr. Donald Carr of Persia was asked how he got the call to serve the Lord as a missionary in Persia. His reply was, I had no call to stay at home, but I had the command to go. When Adoniram Judson graduated from Bible college and seminary, he received a call from a fashionable church in Boston to become its assistant pastor. Oh, everybody congratulated him. His mother and his sister rejoiced that he could live at home with them and do his life's work. But Judson shook his head. My work is not here. God is calling me beyond the seas. To stay here, even to serve God in his ministry, I feel would be only partial obedience, and I could not be happy in that. And although it cost him a great struggle, he left his mother and sister and followed the heavenly calling. Judson's churches in Burma have had 50,000 converts, and his influence is felt around the world. Oh, God still calls men and women to serve him. Yes, overseas. Yes, on foreign fields. But also here in our Jerusalem. Oh, there's places to serve in VBS. There's places to serve in children's church. There's places to serve in the choir. There's places to serve in the nursery. There's places to serve in Sunday school class. There's places to serve in a Spanish church. There's places to serve as an usher. Oh, my friend, there's places to serve in cleaning the buildings and keeping up the grounds. Oh, listen, you'll find out that you'll be happy in the service of the King. I'm happy, oh, so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. My friend, Jesus is willing. The question now is, are you willing? Jesus is willing to change your condition. Jesus is willing to cleanse your sin. Jesus is willing to call you to service. Are you willing to serve him? Are you willing to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service? I'm glad Jesus is willing. I pray that you're willing as well. I'm glad I have a Savior who's willing. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for cleansing. Thank God for the ability to serve him. For it's God which works in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and we're looking forward to having a great day today. And Lord willing, tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll talk about I Will Give You Rest. All right? Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.